Hare Krishna. Question: if a devotee commits suicide, will that devotee become a ghost? Answer: a devotee's journey through life, in this life as well as the next life, is guided by Krishna, and whatever is best for that devotee will happen. Now, sometimes Krishna can intervene and suspend the laws of material nature if that is best for the devotee. Or sometimes Krishna can allow the laws of nature to act if that is the best for the devotee. So, now if we look at the example, to understand this principle, let's look at the example of Jada Bharat, Bharat Maharaj, in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Normally it is said that if one even takes prasad, even one does little bhakti, then svalpamapyasti dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, that even by the practice of little bhakti, one will be freed from fear, the greatest danger. And the greatest danger, as Acharya explained, is losing the human form of life. So now Bharat Maharaj had done not little, huge bhakti, had renounced the world in his youth and had practiced serious sadhana in the jungle. And yet, in his next life, he became a deer. So how is that? That was because, although there is one law that if somebody practices bhakti, that person will never lose a human form. But another law that whatever state of being we remember at the time of death, that is what we will achieve. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tijatyante kalevaram. So 8.6 in the Bhagavad Gita, 8.56 talks about this. Antakale and yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. So now, when there are two laws, which one will get precedence? That depends on what is best for that devotee. So we see that although Bharat Maharaj got a deer's body, he did not get a deer's consciousness. He actually had a consciousness that was higher than that of most human beings also. That's why even in a deer's body, instead of just searching around for the most succulent green grass, he would stay near hermitages. And he would hear the spiritual sound vibration, the Krishna Katha that the hermits were discussing. And then he got an ex body, not just an ordinary body, he got an elevated Brahmana's body, and his consciousness right from his early childhood was so elevated that he was advanced transcendentalist. So he lost the human form, but he did not lose the special gift of the human form, that is human consciousness, the human consciousness which makes the human form special, because the human consciousness allows for the potential for spiritual advancement. So that stayed with him. So similarly, if a devotee commits suicide for whatever reason, then the devotee will lose that body. And if the Krishna, whatever is best for that devotee, if it is best for that devotee spiritual growth, that the devotee go into a ghostly body, not get a gross body, that's what Krishna will do. And then that soul may have a ghostly body, but even in the ghostly body, the soul will not have a ghost-like consciousness. The devotee will have a devotional consciousness. There have been some incidents of some devotees, and they're going for yatra, and suddenly they start behaving irrationally as if a ghost had possessed them. And this young devotee, that devotee tried various ways to try to exorcise the ghost, and nothing worked. And finally, this devotee spoke in a voice completely different from the natural voice and said that, you know, I want to go to Mayapur and I will leave this body as soon as I reach Mayapur. Till then, no matter what you do, I'm not going to leave this body. So don't waste your time. So then, that means what had happened? If a ghost that has entered the body of this devotee, the ghost wants to go to Mayapur, what kind of ghost is that? It is a ghost who has spiritual desire. So it's not exactly, not at all ghost consciousness. It's still devotional consciousness. So we should rest assured that whatever bhakti we have performed, that will never be lost. So even if somebody some devotee who commits suicide becomes a ghost, still that devotional consciousness will be there. And so it will be like a devotee ghost. Now, of course, the point is that although there is that guarantee that even if somebody commits suicide, there will be the devotional consciousness will not be lost. But still, it is a tragedy when a devotee feels, for whatever reason, so alone, so rejected, so hopeless, as to want to commit suicide. Now, we should have adequate support systems in our devotee community. We should look out for each other. And if some devotee seems depressed, if some devotee feels disappointed for whatever reason, then we should try to be there for the devotee so that we can assist them. And one of the principles, gohiyamakhya tipuchyati. So if some devotee has difficulty, we need to be trustworthy enough friends so that the devotee can reveal the heart without feeling that we will look down upon them or we will broadcast their dark secrets to the world or whatever. We need to have a close-knit community by which devotees feel loved and feel a sense of belonging and love and protection. They will not want to, no matter what difficulties come up, take this extreme step. So, in the Jadbharat pastime, the Bharat Maharaj, dear Jadbharat pastime, the point of the pastime is not to say that ultimately all there was a happy ending because Jadbharat did become liberated. But still, the point of the pastime is that it was an unnecessary detour. So, we don't want to take unnecessary tours. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. We just want to march straight to Krishna. So that's why we should take care of devotees. And devotees who feel, that is from the community's point of view, to try to watch out for devotees who have had some sufferings in their life, that to give them emotional support and care and love, by which they don't feel this dangerous urge. And if devotees sometimes get so overwhelmed by some problems, some misery, that they get this urge, they should talk with someone. And they should talk with somebody trustworthy by which they can get guidance and solve the problems that are there. Or if the problems cannot be solved, get the strength to live with the problems and move on. Just because we will become devotee ghosts does not mean that the ghostly body is free from misery. There will be devotional consciousness, but still, there is immense misery in a ghostly body. And there is also the bad karma of destroying the body. So therefore, we should try to get counseling, consult some friends or whatever, and resist this deadly temptation to commit suicide. Thank you. Hare Krishna.